Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I like to always start with something uplifting, and I'm going to switch it up a little bit today. Do what you can with what you have and where you are. And that's really, you know, so many people just don't start because they're trying to make everything perfect and trying to set everything up for success. Honestly, if you just start, you're going to be there faster than you would ever even imagine. I do want to remind anybody that is just waking up with us. We are so grateful that you are here. I want to remind you that after it airs here on KVTA, which you can stream on kvta.com, but you can listen and download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. We love you to share our show with everyone. And, of course, that's on Apple, iHeart, you name it, we're on it. And, again, also, if you are a business or you have a story that you would love to share, we would love to have you reach out to us, and let's get you connected here. So, again, you can email Kim, myself, at kim@kpshow.org. With that, I do want to tell you about one event that I am the media sponsor for. And, of course, this is eWomen Networking. It's their fifth summit out here. And, of course, that is happening in Thousand Oaks at the Los Robles Greens. Today joining us is Julie Krasinski. She is the managing director and the CEO of eWomen. Sandra Yancey, and of course, she is going to be coming out from Dallas. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a great event, and I would love all of you to be there. So if you are interested, reach out to us or just go to eWomen.com. So with that, I am excited. We've got a great show for you today, and my first guest is Marla Martinson, and she is an award-winning author, spiritual life coach, matchmaker, energy healer, and an intuitive reader. And we're going to talk a little bit about reinvention. That is something that she does coaching with. And it's kind of like, well, I'm going to let her actually go into this and talk a little bit about it. But I was looking at her website, and there's just so many things that we can eliminate to choose a different direction. And so, again, let's welcome Marla. Are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Kim. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, how you started. And I know I was kind of reading a little bit about you. You actually had kind of a rough journey to begin with, right? I mean, we all do. And thank you for being vulnerable to share that on your website. But that's what kind of takes us to where we are in our life, right? We've all learned something or journeyed through something, and then we can share it in a better and bigger way.
Yeah, it does. I think most coaches have gone through something themselves that was very challenging, and then they got through on the other side and then decided to help other people. And I was that kind of a woman who picked, you know, verbally abusive, emotionally abusive men to be with for four decades, and just never could figure it out or get around it or understand why. And I would stay, and I have done a lot of work over the past few years. I mean, you know, energy work, plant medicine journeys with shamans, travel, therapists, coaches, books, trainings, and just to heal myself. And along the way, I thought, gosh, I've been a matchmaker for two decades. Men are my paying clients. It's more the high-end men, kind of millionaire matchmaking. And I thought, you know what? There's so many women. I have to match them with these women. And there were many women that I knew from back when I started in matchmaking 2 decades ago that are still single today, still looking and still going in and out of toxic relationships and trying to find that healthy one. So I said, you know what? I really want to help women clear that. And so I've got a few programs. Boundary coaching is one of them, kind of my flagship one, but I've got a great reinvention coaching program that I do incorporate boundaries and shadow work and all of these messages that we've programmed in our subconscious from usually childhood, usually the age of 10 and under. And we take a look at all that. I'm just kind of helping now what I went through.
Yeah, I love the word reinvention, okay? But what exactly does that mean? And you know, when we reinvent ourselves, I mean, what do you think is the niche of, like, why these women are still alone? Do they choose to be, or they kind of are living in a full circle and they just can't get out of that, you know, out of their own way, in a sense?
Yeah, it's just the patterns that we've, maybe we had alcoholic parents, or we were abused as kids or bullied, or the dad left the home and we have daddy issues. There's a myriad of reasons, like I said, usually starting from childhood, and then we recreate that because it's what we know, even if it's painful. And for instance, I was bullied terribly in the sixth grade. And for a few years, I was bullied as a kid. And what did I end up always with? Men who were bullies, you know, bullied me. And so there were some other things that happened too. But so that's what we want to clear. So kind of reinventing, that's what I call it. It's an 8-week one-to-one program. But we really get a clear vision. You get a clear vision for your life, finally feel worthy and self-confident, because there's a lot of unworthiness there. Live in joy, get your own needs met, putting yourself, this is what the women I want them to know, is put yourself at the center of your own life. Selfish is not a dirty word, and no is a complete sentence. And we have to first put ourselves at the center, and then we incorporate somebody else in. But I see, which I used to do, a lot of women will put our focus outside ourselves onto the man. I need to find somebody to make me happy, to make me feel more safe, to pay my bills, so I won't be alone. So it's always an outward focus on somebody else to save us, instead of really getting strong within ourselves and getting strong boundaries, stop being a doormat, all of that. And it worked. I mean, I have a gal who at 50 had never been in a healthy relationship. Her whole life, her mother actually told her when she was a little girl, "I wish you'd never been born." So the programming there was, "I'm not worthy. I shouldn't even be here." And she always got the narcissistic men. So she went through my one-to-one boundary coaching for 12 weeks. She's with a great guy now for the first time in her life. She said, "I probably would have thought he was too boring in my old self, but it treats me like gold. We're having a ball." And she thanked me. So if you do the work,
how beautiful is that? Yeah, I love that. So you get people that are already in a relationship, but yet at the same time, they just have those unhappy times. Is that something that other people go through?
Oh, well, yeah. You could be, to work with me, I mean, you could be single or in a relationship. And a lot of what I tended to do was stay. I was being treated terribly, but I would stay and stay and stay. And so this kind of work, learning your boundaries and doing some shadow work and finding out those underlying commitments that you made to yourself in the subconscious, that can help you in the relationship that you're in. It could get better. The relationship could get better. Or you might think, okay, no, I'm out of here, you know. So it could change to the voice.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know that you talk about, like, what would you look like to look ahead 6 months? Is that all it would take?
Well, that may be on my website somewhere. Visualize 6 months from now. Well, I've been working on myself for years, but we want to visualize what would my life look like in 6 months. Now, if we do nothing, it's going to be the same. But if we start doing that work, you could have, Elena, this gal that I coached, she worked with me for 12 weeks. And she did the work, she did the homework, and she got, that's all it took for her. I mean, it was amazing. Other people, you know, it's maybe,
right.
it depends longer. On the person, what you want to put into it, how you know, damaged, you know, in quotations, we have are right. what we have to work through, you know.
Right. Marla, and for anybody that's just waking up with us, we're talking with Marla Marlinson. And again, let me ask you, so what book do you have that talks about this, of reinvention?
Well, my I have four memoirs. My last uh-huh. two memoirs are spiritual memoirs, and I think if somebody wanted to The Buddha Made Me Do It, A Field Guide to Enlightenment would be first, and then The Magic Seeker would be second. That follows it up, and it's funny, but it chronicles me and my spiritual journey and really unfolding and also navigating a difficult relationship, my marriage at the time. And especially The Magic Seeker, I really go deep into some stuff. And but it's fun. It's not a heavy read. It's a lot of humor.
Right.
So it's not really a how-to, but you find yourself in it along the way and learn a lot of things.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So can you give us, because you have such, I almost want to call it magic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have such magic. I could feel it from you. And I love that spiritual. I kind of go with a feeling, like when I meet people, like, I totally feel this person. And that sounds like kind of where you come from. What would you, if you could just kind of give us steps of, like, you know, what would be your first step of, you know, working with somebody?
Oh, for if somebody wants to work with me, well, first we would get on a complimentary call, you know, probably a mm-hmm. FaceTime or Zoom or whatever, and see if
right.
see where the person is at and if we want to work with each other.
Right.
You know? So that would be first, and see if it's a good fit and go from there. I do incorporate a lot of magic into everything. We do some energy work. I maybe pull some cards. I have to do some clearings. You know, so sometimes they'll even, you know, morph into something else that they want, or they'll come back and work with me just on their psychic development or something like that after they go through, you know, the set program. So it's usually women who do have that spiritual bent that come to me, because I do like to use that. And we're all intuitive. We just have to tap into it when we get quiet. But when we're living in chaos, if we're in a toxic relationship or we're unhappy, it tamps it down a bit. So we want to get lighter and raise our frequency.
Right. Wow. So what are we going to find in your book? Tell us what we're going to be finding. And I know that you wanted to give a couple books away. Which book would you like to give away?
Yeah, I think The Magic Seeker would be really fun. And that chronicles, I started going to my shaman about 4 years ago, and he is a trance channel. So he leaves his body and he channels a spirit guide called Red Eagle. And it's the book kind of starts off on, like, I think at the second chapter of me going to the circle of light with like 30 other people and sitting there and having this spirit guide talk to us. And if maybe some people are familiar with the Seth with Jane Roberts, but she used to do that, you know, back in
right.
the 60s and 70s. And so it's kind of like that, where the spirit comes through. And it was just the most profound, amazing experience and magical. And I kept working with him, and we did different healing things. I've worked with him a lot. And so that is the story of how I met him and the spirit, Riz, my shaman, and the spirit guide, Red Eagle. And then a lot of the different things I tried, and I did plant medicine journeys. And then I have my sidekick, my friend Julie, who's in the book. That there's just a lot of fun. You'll learn about crystals. You'll learn about a lot of different spiritual astral travel. I talk about a lot of paranormal stuff in there.
Wow. Marla, what do you think is the biggest thing that's helped you or helped your clients?
I think boundaries. If it's for the women, learning to set boundaries, not being a doormat, not always trying mm-hmm. to be too nice. If I don't do this, I feel bad, or they expect mm-hmm. me to do this. But that's kind of what kind of eats us up inside. And that short-term discomfort is what I call it. It's better to do the short-term discomfort of setting that boundary and speaking your truth than the long-term resentment. Because that resentment can really fester. So I teach how to do that. I teach scripts, like exactly what to say, how to set boundaries, because boundaries are not something you tell someone else to do or not cross. It's between you and you. So boundaries always between you and you, what you will and will not tolerate, what you will and will not accept, and what you want for your life. And so once you start doing it, it becomes automatic. Boy, you feel like a powerful goddess walking through this world.
Wow, I love this. I love this. So again, how do we find out more about you? And for our listeners, if you are interested in winning one of these books, we'll have a couple of them, and you can call in right now at 805-419-0008. And how do we find out more about you?
Yes, my website, marlamartenson.com, and it's Marla, MarlaMartenson.com. And everything's there. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at the Mystical Matchmaker. So I post there pretty much every day at the Mystical Matchmaker.
Well, let's connect there so I can share you with everyone and you can share me. And thank you so much for being a guest here. And again, I'd love to, you know, dive deeper and really, I love what you're doing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. Don't forget to stay in your magic.
There you go. I love that. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest, she's been on my show before. And of course, we're going to be talking with Dr. Pamela Smith. And we're going to talk about one of her many books. And I thought it's so appropriate for where we are in our world right now, but it's Max Your Immunity, How to Maximize Your Immune System When You Need It Most. And of course, Pamela Smith has been a medical doctor for 44 years. She spent her first 20 years of practice as an emergency room physician with the Detroit Medical Center, and then 24 years as an anti-aging functional medicine specialist. And so I'm excited to have her back. She's got so much knowledge and inspiration for all of us to really max out your immunity. Dr. Smith, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, glad to be back, Kim.
Thank you. Tell me a little bit about your book. And of course, like I said, the perfect time, I actually just had COVID again. And, you know, it's like, thank God this time I already knew a little bit of what to do. I went back on my regimen, you know, and it wasn't as scary because I've already been there, done that. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. But talk to us about, you know, in this time right now that we need to understand our own health, correct?
It is. It's the perfect time to look at the immune system, how it works, and how to maximize your immunity no matter what age you are.
Yeah. And let me ask you, I know there's a lot of misinformation. So what is autoimmune disease? You know, and what is our immunity? Like, is that something we all have and just some don't have as good, or how does that work?
Well, how your immune system works, you actually have two forms. You have the innate immune system, so it's INNATE, and then the adaptive immune system. The innate immune system you have when you're born. So you're born with that system. And then the adaptive immune system is what happens when you get an infection. And then your body kicks in and makes a number of changes in order for you to get rid of the infection and literally to build your immunity afterward.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, our bodies are just amazing machines, aren't they?
They are. You literally have memory cells that are present. And they remember infections that you've had. So when you have the adaptive immune system and it kicks in, the response is really not immediate. It occurs a little bit afterwards, allowing those cells to kick in.
Wow. And so how important is it for people with autoimmune conditions to maintain their immune system, and how do we do that?
Well, an autoimmune disease is an entirely different situation. Kind of a way of thinking about autoimmune disease is it's a hyperimmune state, meaning that your immune state is literally in a response where it's an overdrive. It's an overproduction. And so you do have risk factors for autoimmune diseases. Age is one. So certain medications that you're on can actually increase your risk. Your ethnic heritage, people that are African Americans, Native Americans, Hispanics, are more likely to develop autoimmune diseases by the genes that they inherit. The biggest risk is stress, exposure to environmental agents and toxins. Mm-hmm. Women are at a higher risk because women have a different immune system than men. If women had the same immune system than a man, then when they got pregnant, they would miscarry every time. So women have a different immune system anyway. Mm-hmm. Again, genetics play a role. A big one, too, is how really great functioning that your gut or GI tract is. 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So if your gut's really, really healthy, then you tend to do better. If you smoke, no matter what age or race you are, you do have an increased risk in autoimmune diseases. And then if you are obese, you also have an increased risk.
Wow. So those are three things that can, like, almost three strikes in your life right there off, you know. So that's huge. I know that
because you mentioned our stomachs, okay, that it's really like our second brain, correct?
It is literally our second brain.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of probiotics and working, you know, I've been doing a whole program, and it's helped me in so many ways. But my question to you is, the food we eat, right, the food we choose to eat, that's a big deal too, isn't it?
It's a huge deal as to the food we choose to eat. And the biggest issue altogether, that if you could just eliminate one food, it would be sugar.
I knew you were going to
say that. Sugar sets up in a...
Yeah. and let me tell you, it's almost like a drug because we crave it like no tomorrow, correct?
Oh, it is. And it's the hardest one for me personally. But mm-hmm. sugar does set up an inflammatory response. And when you're inflamed, your immune system becomes compromised. So even cutting down on sugar is helpful.
Right. Okay. So everything we can do to do that. Let me ask you, just from your knowledge of people that have had COVID or people that have vaccinated, what are you finding and how has that helped our immune system or our immunity?
Well, if you get a disease, no matter what disease it is, you always have a resistance to getting that disease again. As we age, your resistance does go down, particularly if you have an unhealthy gut and if you're not hormonally balanced. If you have perfect thyroid function, which regulates your body, and you do replace your hormones, male or female, then you do have a better immune system. But if I was going to choose only one item for the immune system, it would be that healthy gut. So if everybody took a probiotic, it would go a long way to helping how our immune system works.
Okay. And when is the best time to take probiotics?
Probiotics, you usually can start at any time. It does not matter. The prebiotic.
Meaning day or night, or does it matter?
Day or night, with or without food. Most of them do not matter. It usually will say on the package if it does. And then after a month or so, we do have people take a prebiotic, which is literally food for the probiotic. Now, having said that, you can take a probiotic, but you can also have a natural one, like kombucha and ginger and even olives and sauerkraut. Sourdough, tempeh, yogurt are all natural ones. And the same thing with prebiotics. My personal favorite prebiotic is garlic and onion, but even asparagus and artichokes, all kinds of things are good prebiotics. You can eat your way into it.
Okay, that's good to know. Let me ask you, and then let's talk, since you mentioned hormones, talk to us about that. What do we need to do to get our hormones back in check?
Great question. My book, What You Must Know About Women's Hormones, second edition, came out 8 months ago. And my book, Maximize Your Male Hormones, just came out on the first of this month. So
that just means I have to have you back for your other book. Okay. I love that. That was an intro right there because
That would be great. Because it does matter with your hormones, particularly with thyroid. It regulates everything, including the immune system. But when it comes to women, estrogen has 400 functions in the body, and one of them is to build the immune system. DHEA makes estrogen and testosterone. It builds the immune system in both men and women. And for men, you know, we talk about sexual interest, which of course is important, but one of the functions of testosterone in a male is to make sure the immune system works well at any age.
Okay. So should we be taking, like, should women be taking estrogen?
We do replace estrogen, but we use the natural prescription compounded, otherwise known as bioidentical hormone. It's really important that it's natural. It's also important that we measure appropriately. And the best way to measure hormones is to do a saliva test. It's not a swab. You literally spit into a tube, and it gives you a very accurate measurement of the bioavailable hormone, meaning the amount that's available for the body to use.
Okay. Wow, interesting. Okay, and what about for men?
Same thing with men. We replace their hormones as well if they're candidates for hormone replacement, and we don't want to give them too much. Now, there's a big push right now to give too much testosterone to both men and women. And if we do that, for men, testosterone does not stay testosterone if you give too much. It actually turns into estrogen and dihydrotestosterone, otherwise known as DHT. And DHT, if it's high, you lose hair on your head and your prostate gets large. So it's not about giving too much. It's about a personalized or precision medicine approach for each patient.
Well, very interesting. Okay, and how can our listeners find out more just about that right there? I mean, obviously, I'm going to have you back with your book, but where would they go to get a saliva test or something like that?
You would see an anti-aging specialist, or you could go to a compounding pharmacy. They also carry saliva tests as well. And on that saliva test is your stress hormone, cortisol. And in my book, Max Your Immunity, there's a whole chapter on stress. And the best way to measure that is by saliva. And it really gives you a great idea on what's happening in your body. If you're stressed, we can fix it with stress reduction techniques like prayer, meditation, tai chi, yoga, acupuncture, etc. Adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, ginseng, rhodiola, and of course my favorite calming herbs like chamomile and lemon balm.
Nice. Okay, I like it. I like it. So again, first of all, thank you so much for your time. I feel like we barely got anything, you know, like there's so many more questions. I can't even begin to think about them. I want to know, I want to have you back because I want to talk about, you know, inflammation, first of all, and herbal and nutritional therapies, which we kind of touched on a little bit. But how can our listeners find out more about you? And then let's book another time to talk about hormones.
Would love to do that. You can get any of my books on Amazon.com. You can also go to SquareOnePublishers.com. Square One is my fabulous publisher. Barnes & Noble
do a great
also
job.
Carries my books as well.
There you go. I love it. Well, again, if there was like one baby tip, actually, we don't even have enough time. I'll have to have you back, but I can't wait. There's so many things. I love it. Definitely all of our listeners out there, get Dr. Smith's book, Max Your Immunity. And again, please share our show with everyone, and I'm going to definitely have you back.
Thanks so much.
Well, again, I am really excited to bring my next two guests on, and we're talking about the 5th Annual Summit out here in Thousand Oaks. We'd love for you to come. And they're going to tell us a little bit more about it.
The managing director of Calabasas/Westlake eWoman. This lady does an incredible job bringing people together and bringing just it really we attract the most incredible people. And if you are looking for your tribe, you need to be there. And joining us, first of all, Julie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
Yay. I know. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that day looks like. Let me just tell you, first of all, we've got all of our friends that have got incredible tables that they're going to be highlighting and showing all their amazing products, from candles to jewelry to, I don't know, Julie, you're going to tell us more about that. But let's welcome our friend and CEO, Sandra Yancey. She's the founder of eWoman Network. And let me just tell you a little bit about her and her company. Is a multi-million dollar enterprise with over 500,000 women connected from 118 chapters. I just, you know, every time I think about, and I go on a lot of these groups, virtual and in person, I mean, you have just done such an incredible job. So we want to dive a little bit deeper to find out how you did that. What was your forethought of this whole thing? But let me just tell you, they spread between North America and Australia and United Kingdom. I mean, that is just unheard of. eWomen Network produces over 1,500 women's businesses events each year, the largest multi-day international women's business conference. And of course, that's all in North America. And that's annually. We were just out in Dallas with your whole family. I mean, what do they say? A family that works together stays together. You guys do such a great job. Each one of you have your own talents. I can't wait to see what your granddaughter's going to do, okay? Because she's like just right in the little act with it.
Right.
I know. So anyways, but addition to this, you are a 6th best-selling book author. And you have an award-winning International Alliance for Women as one of the world's, 100 top difference makers. I mean, that's huge.
Enough.
I know. Well, I can go on because I have all this information like, about you.
I have to tell my team to shorten that bio.
There you go. What I love about you is really you are just so down to earth, and that's what makes you so special. So welcome and so much. I'm so glad for you to be here another year. This is our 5th year.
I was just talking to Julie about this. Yeah. Like, we've been doing this. We've been rocking it for a while. Haven't we?
January of 2019, it was it was my very first eWomen event as a managing director. I had been a member for about a year, and I took over the chapter, and that was January of 2019. Crazy. And they're like, oh, we have a summit scheduled, fill the room, March, you know, it was like March 11th or something.
And you did. She's such a rock star. Julie is absolutely amazing. I mean, clearly. Got a lot of managing directors all over the place. She's one of the best, I'm telling you. Just really that whole kind of Calabasas, Westlake area is just Thousand Oaks, all the women from in and around that area. I mean, truly blessed to have such a great leader like Julie, for sure.
She is. I have to second that. And you give her a goal and it's like, let me just tell you, if we don't get 100 emails of what we all need to do, right? <It's> right. But that's what makes a leader. So
that's right. Yeah.
So first of all, Julie, let's kind of go back to you. Talk to us about what is that going to look like? And then, Sandra, what you're going to bring to the table for us.
Yeah. So it's like basically creating a wedding for 125 fabulous women, right? With flowers and balloons. And we pull out all the stops just to make it very special. So the room looks warm and inviting. And people are always saying like, oh my gosh, the energy feels so good. I felt so welcome here. We have about 25 businesses exhibiting their products and their services. And we have 3 sponsors. And so you're going to hear from a couple other people. And then, of course, we have our keynote speaker, which is Sandra, which we all have the room filled for her, basically bribing everybody. You have to come here. So, we're really excited about that. And so that is March 15th at the beautiful Los Robles Golf Course in Thousand Oaks. And we will put all the links and everything in so you can still purchase tickets, but they are going to go up in price soon. So make sure you get yours before we sell out.
Yeah. And this is, if you seriously, this is an event to be at. Not only that, is everybody kind of comes out for this. We always get a great turnout for every meeting, but this is like one that everybody needs to be there. And of course, Sandra Yancey, talk to us about every year that you've come, I get some golden nuggets and you got so many golden nuggets. What are you going to be sharing this year?
Yeah. And let me just say, I mean, a big reason to be there is because of all the fabulous women in the room. I mean, if your business is all about small businesses, right? I mean, Julie is putting together the most amazing 125 people that need to know you and you need to know them, right? And transact business with them and learn, you know, how you might be able to serve them, support them, and help them. I'm coming because Calabasas, Westlake, Thousand Oaks chapter is one of the top 10 in the United States. I only go to about 15 chapters a year. And Julie really has assembled one of the best of the best. And that's just my thing. I mean, part of what, you know, I always say, tell me who you are spending time with, and I'll tell you what your future is, right? So that's what's so special about Julie being the managing director and getting access to her, you know, locally all the time. I'm coming because what I know is my job is to practice what I preach. And I look at, you know, coming from very humble beginnings, raised by a single mom on welfare. My mother didn't know English. It wasn't her first language. She wasn't from the United States. Neither was my father, for that matter. He died before I had a chance to know him. And so my mom raised three kids. And so I didn't come from a lot of access, but I learned very quickly that I think the most distinguishing thing about entrepreneurs that kind of just hobble along and the ones that really accelerate their success is access, getting access to the right information. It's not about doing a Google search. You know what I mean, Kim and Julie? Anybody can go do that. And if that's all it took, all of us, me included, would be even way more successful than we are today. There is the wisdom that comes with getting access to people who have been there and really have tried and learned, right? Because all success is about learning, then unlearning, and then relearning. The things that have gotten us all to where we are today are some of the things that are holding us back from getting to where we want to go. And what we know, Kim, and Julie knows this too, is that the environment has completely changed post-COVID. There is no new normal that I see in sight. I think we're in this for the long haul of a constantly shifting. But the good news is there's 15 million new small businesses in the marketplace. So if your customer is a small business owner, your calendar should be full. And if they're not, you should wonder why not. And that's what I'm going to be telling you, how to get those calendars, those appointments booked so that you are talking to prospects that can become customers.
So I love this. And so what's new and different, okay, for entrepreneurs since last year?
Well, the name of the game is disruption. I think what's really new, Kim, is last year, at the very beginning of the year, we saw 15 million new small business owners jump into the market. And you know as well as I do that they were what I like to call, I remember myself being ignorance on fire. I laugh about it. Like I was all excited about what I didn't know, but I got really busy kind of thinking about what I'm going to do and putting together my website and my business card. And, oh, I need a business page on social media. And oh, I need to understand, you know, how I really leverage this. Oh, and there's YouTube. Let me go get on YouTube because they say YouTube is the next big thing. And so there's a lot of getting out there and takes a lot of time and a lot of money. And now all of those 15 million people are really serious about starting to transact business. They know that they've got to get customers. They've got to learn all the things that are outside of the fundamentals, and they've got to start to grow. And disruption is the name of the game. How are you standing out among a sea of sameness that I haven't seen in almost a quarter of a century? eWomen Network being 23 years old, I have never seen it as crowded as it is now, which is the exciting part. But on the other side of the coin is it's harder than ever to really stand out. So how are you disrupting your particular, you know, path, your particular lane, and separating yourself from what I think is kind of the river of sameness?
Ooh, yeah. What a great point right there. Julie, don't you think that's a great point? I mean,
well, I witnessed it.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right is, you know, I doing media business coaching also. And Julie, we both do different types of coaching. It's all about really making your mark and your magic out there. Right. And being noticed. So what's one of the things that you would recommend, Sandra? Because I know this is what you teach all of us and all of your ladies to do.
I think the biggest thing is you've got to make space for it. And, you know, it's easy to go tell people to do new things, but all of us have pretty full lives and pretty full schedules. And if you don't watch out, you know, your business will consume you, right? So the key right now is to make space to be able to really think through how you reimagine your brand, your offers, your packages, your services, right? And so I call it simplify to amplify. You know, there's no way you can grow adding more things on your plate. So the question is, take inventory. What are the things that are no longer serving you? What are the things that no longer really matter? What are the things that are no longer really moving your business forward, right? And hit the pause button. Some people are afraid to say, I'm going to stop it altogether. Take a sabbatical so that you can create creative space, right? To really begin to look at who are your competitors. I'm telling you, every major corporation on the planet has a department called competitive analysis. I'm telling you, every Target is looking at Walmart. Every CVS is looking at Walgreens, right? You have to know what your competition is doing, not to copy them, but to find your point of differentiation. How are you going to separate yourself so that you don't become a commodity where people start calling you and they say, yeah, you do that, but she does that. So, and she does that at this price. So why aren't you going to do it at that price? And what can you give me back? When you put yourself in a commodity situation where it's just a matter of price comparison, you've lost all of your competitive edge.
I love that, Julie.
And when I was going to bring up when she talked about being disruptive, Sandra was right out the gate when COVID hit. Yeah. We just had our summit, remember, in 2020? And
yes.
We had ours in Calabasas, and then she went right to Orange County. And right there, we're like, what do we do? Should we have it? Should we not? Well, don't touch anybody. No hugging. You know, like, what do we do?
Right.
And then boom.
Yeah, Julie, that is such a great point. Because I remember flew in. We already at that point, it was like the next day we were not supposed to be around anybody. Right. And you were like, forget it. I don't have COVID. I'm just going to mind over matter it and keep going. And you know what? That was such a crazy time, but you really rose above that.
I really should be a statistic. Remember, I was a 100% live event business. And in a matter of weeks, completely converted it to an online. And I found that the silver lining was that it opened me up into channels of revenue that were completely in my blind spot that have totally changed the trajectory of eWomen Network. And I would have never leaned into it if it wasn't forced change. Right?
Forced change, for sure. Yeah, and we became an executive chapter the next year because to expand, like, wow, like all the people that I knew across the country, like, I can join you now.
Yes.
I can be a part of the community.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I love it.
We got calls from other networking communities asking, like, what are we doing? We're hearing that you're having these fabulous, you know, events online. I'm like, well, I just did what we've always been doing, but just did it on Zoom, you know?
Listen, I had three companies, a fourth one now, who reached out to purchase eWomen Network because they saw how we adjusted so quickly to adapt to the environment. And of course, we're not for sale, but it was a reinforcement for me on those days where I felt like I didn't know I was really walking in the fog, like I could not see one step in front of me. It was reinforcement to keep going, that there was something, a sense of clarity on the other side of that. And most people, you know, when they get a little nervous, what do? They lean back, they freeze up, right? They put their coats around, they put their heads under the covers. And I think, you know, really smart women go out and build ice castles. That's what we do. And that's, I think, what you're doing in California right now.
Yeah, so true. I do want to remind anybody that is just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here. I'm Kim Pagano. I'm here with Julie Krasinski and Sandra Yancey. And we are talking about March 15th. We would love to personally invite you to be there. And, you know, there's so many surprises. In fact, talking about surprises, what is one thing most people would be surprised to learn about you, Sandra?
That I'm constantly looking for something new and different. I'm constantly on the search for what am I not doing that I can be the first to market. I read a lot. I find what other industries are doing, and then I ask myself, how do I adapt that to fit in my industry? So I don't have to make anything up. You know, I mean, I'm not creative in that way. I just look at what's happening around me and then say, how can I be first to market in my industry? But I'm also really a small town girl. I mean, you know, I mean, outside of the makeup and the hair and all of that, I'm a small town farm girl. And so, and I think most people would be surprised to know that I'm in my most comfortable place with my hair up with a potato chip clip, you know, in my t-shirt and my sweats. And what I know is that different environments require a different version of me.
Right. And mm-hmm. I love that family is everything to you. Obviously you surround yourself with family working and not working. What would you tell the entrepreneur out there that is really trying to find balance? What would you be their advice?
Yeah, I believe in balance and I'm hardly ever in it. But the reason why I believe it is that it keeps on the forefront of I'm out of balance. There's times I'm way more out of balance than other times, which means I know that I have to make some real core decisions, right, to hover in this place. I feel like I'm going to be, you know, balanced once I'm dead. You know, I'll be flatlined, and that will be when I'm in true balance, and hopefully rejoicing for, you know, being a servant and helping other people be successful. I do believe that what you take for granted gets taken away. And so it is very important to me to make sure that I've got my family Sunday dinners, right? Whether it's everybody bring a little something, or I call in the pizza, or I make a fabulous meal. I just don't get worried about how we're going to do it. It's just like, we're going to do it kind of thing. I have to work hard. My daughter works with me now, and I have to be honest, really work hard at balancing mom versus Sandra. That's been an interesting journey that we've had to do. And then with my husband, right? That I'm, you know, Sandra, the CEO versus the wife of my husband, Kim, for 44 years. Right. So it's work. But, you know, I keep saying success is hard work, but being broke is even harder. And living an unfulfilled life is actually the hardest. I mean, that empty heart is the heaviest to carry when you feel unfulfilled. So I think you just have to pick your heart, you know?
I love it. I love it. Julie, give us something from you, balance, and how you really share with all of us as a leader. You did such a great job.
Yeah, I always say that I don't know about balance. I think I could have harmony, right? And like what Sandra said, sometimes you're out of balance for the right reasons. Family comes first, right? So you're less in your job or your work. And then other times where the family's got to understand, now the work comes. Because if you like all these nice things that this work is supplying for you, we need to have some of that harmony in our household. I'm in a different phase right now where my son just got 50% custody of his son, and they will be moving in with us this week for the 50%. So it's got a whole dynamic. Oh, so there's going to be boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And rules, some, you know, tough love going on, but I'm really excited. And, you know, as a grandparent, you get to do it differently than you did with your children.
Yes.
We all are nanas here, or grandmas, whatever. Yeah. You know what it is. And, you know, you love on all the different changes of our life. And, you know, taking all three of us as extremely business orientated, there's always time for family. And that is near and dear to my heart. So I love that. Julie, I know that, gosh, I think we've even gone over a little bit, but I just love talking to you women. And I love when you find your tribe. Tell us about how all of our listeners can get tickets and be a part of this.
Yeah, so we'll be posting, I'm sure Kim will also, but we have a bit.ly, so it's just bit.ly/e-wn in caps summit 23. And you can go right there and get a guest ticket. And we don't have any more spots for exhibitors, but you can just come and enjoy the exhibitors. and visit. We're going to have open networking and visiting around 10 o'clock. We're going to open the doors and then we'll get started with our program at 11, giving you a little extra time to just get in there, get acclimated, meet some people, and then we'll start with our program.
There you go. I love that. And again,
at 11 o'clock, about 3 or 3:30, and you're going to want to stay. Just mark it off your calendar.
The afterglow.
You know, really quick, Sandra, how did you come up with that afterglow? What is that all about?
You know, it started at our international conference when people were saying that they didn't want the Saturday to end. And so we started this thing called an evening of chocolate decadence, and we did it all around chocolate. And over the years, over 23 years, it just morphed into this afterglow, you know, this whole sense of let's just come together, because you know what? It's when a lot of the business actually takes place is after the event, right? So it is absolutely one of those times you want to say, honey, you get the kids. I'm going to stay. I'm going to focus on maximizing, right, all of the connections that I've made during the day.
I know we didn't talk about follow-up, and I know that that is probably the biggest thing that people can do to help their business. I want to bring you back. And of course, Julie, this is so much fun. I know we only till one time a year, but let's plan another one. This is so good. Anyways, first of all, Sandra, how can our listeners find you and find out more about you?
So easy. Just go to E for Entrepreneur, E Women Network, eEntrepreneurWomenNetwork.com.
And Julie, how about you?
Well, you can find me there too.
That's right. That's right.
Find me everywhere. Just under my name, Julie M. Krasinski. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. So
there you go. And thank you to everyone that tuned in today. We are so grateful that you have tuned in with us, and I'm telling you, you need to be there.
Can't wait to meet you.
I know. I know. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. And again, this has been really fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think we had some really interesting guests today. If you are interested in being here, please reach out to me at kim@kpshow.org, or you can call us at 805-419-0008. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. I'll talk to you next weekend.